Welcome to Nali Bali. It's time for a story, a time where we can journey to many places and meet different faces.
Avu and the Hardida by Kai Tuomi. Avu had a tea party with her doll Sikizwa. She used a cardboard box for a table and cushions for chairs. Avu poured play tea from the plastic kettle for Sikizwa, but the doll flopped forward and knocked a teacup onto the floor.
You must be sleepy, Sikizwa.
Avu picked up the doll and tucked her back into bed. Then she went to find out what Gogo was doing. Gogo was wrapped up in blankets in front of the TV, watching a soapy. Avu climbed up the back of the couch and said,
Gogo, come and play tea party with me.
But Gogo shooed her away.
No, Avu, I don't feel like playing today. I'm watching TV. Yes,
Mama was in the kitchen, chatting to her friend on the telephone. Avu ran up and hugged Mama around the waist.
Mama, come and play tea party with me.
Avu, said Mama, I'm busy on the telephone. So Avu went back to the bedroom, where she and her little brother Lonwabo slept. He was lying in his cot. Avu put a plastic teacup into his little hands, but he was too small to hold it properly. He began to cry. Mama came in and picked him up. Avu, go outside and play. Use your imagination. So, Avu went outside to think and sat with her head in her hands on the stoop.
What a boring day. I wish something fun would happen.
And then, as if by magic, she started to get smaller and smaller.
My imagination is working, squeaked the tiny Avu.
Around her, big plants sprouted from the ground and climbed up into the sky like tall green buildings with leaves as big as saucepans. Avu's house disappeared.
Wow!
The dusty backyard was now a jungle. Avu laughed and ran across the green branches and jumped into a soft pile of leaves as big as a swimming pool. The pile of leaves made an oof sound as she landed on them.
How rude!
Said a funny-looking brown and black thing with a black beak and a tall black hat.
I was sleeping!
I'm sorry, said Avu. What are you?
I am King Hardida, and this is my kingdom. Are you a caterpillar?
No, I'm a girl. I came here using my imagination because nobody wanted to play with me today.
Avu told King Hardida all about her day.
That sounds boring. You can come along with me if you like.
Avu followed King Hardida through the big jungle. Above her, butterflies flew across the sky like aeroplanes, and on the ground, snails as big as dogs crept past. Avu and King Hardida came to a stick hut. King Hardida said,
Hello!
A very old Hardida with a blanket wrapped around her shoulders appeared at the door.
Gogo!
Said King Hardida.
I have a present for you.
And he lifted his black hat and pulled out a long pink caterpillar. Avu laughed and quick as a flash, Gogo Hardida gobbled it up.
Gogo's like caterpillars,
explained the king.
You should give your Gogo caterpillars.
No, yuck! My Gogo likes TV and crossword puzzles. Not caterpillars.
That doesn't sound right,
said the king, and he turned back to the old Hardida.
Please fetch Junior.
Gogo Hardida disappeared into the hut and came back with a bundle of blankets in her wings. A tiny baby bird with a tuft of feathers peeked out from the bundle.
This is Junior,
said the king proudly.
And what he likes most in the world is...
The king pulled out a small brown caterpillar from his hat, and Junior swallowed it whole.
See?
Said the king.
You should give your baby brother caterpillars.
Babies don't like caterpillars. My baby brother Lunwabo likes rattles and hugs.
Ah, nonsense!
Junior began to cry. Another big brown hardy-dar came through the long grass. She had rosy cheeks and wore two flowers for earrings. She picked up Junior and rocked him gently until he fell asleep.
Well, why are you and this caterpillar making such a noise?
Said the lady hardy-dar crossly.
I am not a caterpillar.
Sorry. Well, look. Could you set this young caterpillar girl straight? Please tell her what Mama's like more than anything in the world. Why, it's caterpillars, of course,
said the lady hardy-dar.
But Mama's like reading and relaxing, not caterpillars.
Avu was getting tired of these silly birds and their caterpillars. So she stamped her feet and closed her eyes. And when she opened them again, she was standing on her stoop and the hardy-dars were nowhere to be seen. Avu went inside and made Gogo a cup of tea, and they watched TV together. She shook a rattle and played peekaboo with Lunwabo until Mama put him to bed. And then she and Mama read and relaxed until it was her bedtime, when Avu climbed into bed and cuddled Sikizwa until they both fell fast asleep.
So we come to the end of today's story on Nali Bali, produced by Vion Finter, Cassie Lowers, and Leon Fisser. Be part of Story Power with Nali Bali and read a story anytime you want. If you would like more stories for your children, visit nalibali.mobi from your cell phone, where you'll find a number of stories in a variety of languages available for free. You can also find Nali Bali on Facebook and Mixit. Look out for the Nali Bali supplement with great stories and activities available in various languages in the Sunday World in KwaZulu-Natal, Gauteng and the Free State, the Sunday Times Express in the Western Cape, the Eastern Cape's Daily Dispatch on Tuesdays and the Herald on Thursdays.